I'm here with one of my absolute favorite people in the world, Alana Hauptmann of the Red Dot, who was my first guest and who is also being my last guest. I love symmetry in my life. So good morning, Alana.
Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
I am darn fine this morning.
That's good.
A little crazed because when I leave here, I have to race home because the movers are meeting me.
Well, you know, they invited me onto this show and I'm, you know, sitting here thinking about, you know, what are we going to talk about? And change, you know, I mean, I've been here for 20 years. It's hard to believe. But the changes that have taken place are beyond description. You know, I know everybody realizes that changes in the buildings, changes in, you know, people coming and going. But it's really, lately, there's been a lot of my friends, I guess I'm getting towards that age, that they're leaving. They're going other places. They're going to Florida. God forbid. but it's just the, there's so many people that, you know, of course, people have died, which is sad, but just change, and that's, you know, a big deal. And now you're changing, this is your last show, and you're going to go off on your merry way, and another one of my friends is leaving.
Yes, but at least I'll keep threading in and out of Columbia County, because I'll be back here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we know we can't get rid of you that easily.
Easy, no, you can't. No, yes. No. I mean, I have this tradition that we've had now for some years, going up to Larry's and doing Thanksgiving at his house. And so we're going to do it again this year, and it'll be great.
Well, our Thanksgiving for the last few years has been sort of not potluck, but pot people.
yes, we kind of, I've done one of those with you.
We invite people, and it was very funny. Not this year, but the year before. There were two gentlemen in the bar, and they were bemoaning the fact they couldn't find a restaurant that was open for Thanksgiving. So my partner, Patrick, just turned around and said, well, why don't you join us? You know, and they turned out to be the loveliest people, and they were a hit at the party, and it was terrific. So that's a nice thing that happens in Hudson, too, mm-hmm. These chance meetings, and especially since I work in a bar and I don't never really call it work, but anyway, since I am in the
you
bar.
You inhabit.
And I inhabit a bar. I meet lots and lots of people, and those conversations with people can be really something. I mean, and all the new people coming here, again, change. All the new people coming, asking questions, wanting to know the history. Where did the name of the Red Dot come from? Blah, blah. And it's, you find yourself telling the story over and over and over again.
Yeah. Which you did just last Saturday while I was eating my Saturday brunch, as I do regularly at the Red Dot.
Well, yeah. You know, there's so many people that first think we're an Indian restaurant. Well, then the second thing is that...
I hadn't even thought of that, yes. But yes.
And the second thing is that it has something to do with, you know, when you sell a painting, there's a red dot put on the wall next to it. But that is not the truth.
It's what is the truth?
Well, the truth is we had partners when we first opened. It was our first 6 months. And the partners kind of realized that this bar business wasn't for them. So we split company, and we had a sign that had a red dot on it with the original name of Raymakers around it on a white ground. And when we needed to change the name because we were parting company, one of my customers said, why don't you just call it Red Dot? Because I always tell people, look for the red dot. So it's as simple as that.
It's a wonderful story, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. So where have you been since you were my first guest? That was about 18 months ago, I think. And I know where some of the places are, but where have you been since then?
I'm rolling my eyes as if I could remember 18 months. I mean, I can't even remember last night. Not true. Where have I been? Traveled a little bit, went to England, in 18 months, I've probably been to Costa Rica 2 times. I can't remember if I fractured my skull in the last 18 months. I think I did. That was quite an experience.
Fractured your...
Yes, I fell down a flight of stairs in the middle of the night in Costa Rica, and the
yes,
journey
that,
began.
That has been since you were first on my show.
So the journey began, flying to San Jose for an operation, pretty wild. I've never been in a hospital. I never had a stitch, and I broke my brow bone. And I have a little plate now. And I must say the experience was fabulous. The hospital was wonderful. The weird thing was that my insurance would not reimburse them. They would only reimburse me. So I had to charge the $9,000 on my American Express card. But I did get everything back, which was a miracle. And it was, yeah, that was quite an experience. Wow. Fracturing your skull. Mm-hmm. But besides that, you know, just every life goes on at the red dot every day, except
it
for
does,
Tuesdays.
Except for Tuesdays. Though generally there's something going on Tuesdays.
Yes, yeah, some of your things going on. We'll have something. When's the next radio show coming from the red dot?
May 29th, I think is the date. I'm not absolutely late May.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andrew Jaffe and Nancy and Laura Lee will be carrying it on. And if I probably won't be able to get back for that one, but because
oh, wow, you're not going to be there?
No, I don't think so.
That'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, but you never know because I'm planning to be on the Vineyard for the summer, but I haven't found a place to stay yet. So until I find a place to stay, I don't know whether I'm going to be on the Vineyard or not.
Well, Matthew has so many friends that there's no, you always can couch surf for sure.
I'm sure I can couch surf around here.
Yes.
Yes. I do know that. I was supposed to be couch surfing this week, but the closing on the house has been pushed back by a week or two. Mm-hmm. So,
always the worry with those closings.
I know. But that's why the mover's coming today, and then, you know, it'll be fine.
Yeah, again, change.
Change.
It's a big change for you.
It is
selling
a big
your
change.
House moving on is pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. But I'm looking forward to it. There was a day about 3 weeks ago that I woke up and I thought, wow. A whole new adventure is in front of me.
Yes. But I know how much you loved your house and how many wonderful evenings we spent there with beautiful food and nice company. And I certainly will miss that and you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Because I will. And I better be careful because I'll get weepy otherwise.
Yes, I know. Me too.
So what else is going on, Alana?
Well, I mean, I'm very much involved with Animal Kind. We had a wonderful... actually, you interviewed us about it when we had it in, I think it was, I can't remember now what month it was, October.
Mm-hmm.
And we auctioned off handmade masks that we got donated from Etsy and individual artists. And that was a big smash, and we made a nice amount of money for that. And I went to Costa Rica again, and when I got there, we found another cat with another six little babies and some frogs, and of course Katrina had to rescue everything. So we made a lot of trips to the local veterinarian to get drugs and all sorts of things for the little pussies. And so that's always an adventure going there. And like I said, I went to England at Christmas time, which was lovely. I haven't been there in a very long time, and it's very, very much a Christmassy place. So we appreciate I had a wonderful time there too.
Reminds me that, you know, years ago when I was in Greece, I was with a lady friend of mine, and she adopted a cat, and we were getting ready to leave, and she said, well, somebody will take care of him. And I was like going, you're nuts.
That's not how it
you're
works.
You're nuts. And so I picked up the cat, got in a taxi, I asked around, went to the Santorini version of Animal Kind, and gave them a donation to take care of the cat.
Oh, that's nice.
So to make sure that it wouldn't, because I asked the people at the front desk at the hotel where we had this little apartment, and I said, "What's?" And she said, "I give it a week or two." And I was like, "Going, I can't do that.
Something will eat it, or whatever." No,
I can't
that's,
do that.
So I,
you know,
best to find an animal kind somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I still remember standing there. They didn't speak much English. I spoke very little Greek. And I remember giving them, because it was still drachmas then, I gave them a wad of drachmas and a cat.
And well, anytime you want to go visit some cats, just go right over to Animal Kind.
Yes.
There's about 100 of them in the house.
Yes.
And wonderful place to go anyway, just to look at the kitties and pet the kitties and hopefully give some money.
So what are your next travel plans?
I'd really like to go to Vietnam and Cambodia, but I don't know about that. That's a kind of a bigger trip, and Costa Rica is so easy. I'm so familiar with it after going there so many times, but hopefully I'll get something more, something I haven't done before and get that together. A lot of people have gone there, and so I have people to talk to and hopefully help me to get an itinerary going.
But yeah, Larry Divney, our friend Larry Divney, whom we may be seeing you for dinner tonight.
Wonderful.
has a friend who was in Vietnam, both for the war and with his family.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, well, it's one of the few places, not few, but I had two really strong influences in my childhood. One was I lived in Union City, New Jersey, where a huge influx of Cubans came, and which changed the whole dynamic and just changed our lives. And then I also have the Vietnam War that we grew up with. So those are two places that I'd really already done Cuba. So now I'd like to go to Vietnam.
So you have been to Cuba?
Yeah, a long time ago. Mm. Before anybody ever thought to go there, it was probably 30 years ago, maybe.
Because that is on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my husband, who's not with us any longer, Perry, he had an English passport, so he decided that we should go to Cuba. And I was very reluctant. I said, I can't go there. That's, you know, that's not allowed. And he said, oh, we'll just go through Canada. They don't give you a stamp. It'll be all right. And so we went on this adventure, which was really hysterical because we didn't know what kind of place we would be staying at. The details were very, you know, vague. But, yes. But it was a really pleasant. We didn't go to, unfortunately, we didn't go to Havana because this was like more of a, you know, sun vacation. We went to a place called Holguín on the other side of the island. But it was a trip, I must say. But they had beautiful accommodations. The electricity went out every now and then during the day. But boy, cigars, Cuban cigars were like 50 cents a piece, and a bottle of rum was like a dollar. And so we had a blast.
Yes, I'm sure, literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of Canadians were going to Cuba for a long time.
Yes, there were a lot there.
At one point in my life, I had a lot of Canadian friends, and they were, while we were like saying, we wish we could go, they were all going.
Yeah. Well, it was true. All you had to do was go through Canada, and when you got to Cuba, you just said no stamp. So they didn't stamp your passport. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I mean, we took a little bit of a tourist drive. We, you know, there's the cars and everything. It's really true about what we see. It's all old cars and old trucks and pretty fabulous. But we got on some mopeds and went to a nearby town, and it was really bizarre because it's beautiful, but it's crumbling, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went to a little museum that like had blood on a handkerchief in a glass case from the revolution, you know. And the revolution still, there's big signs still, there's, you know, still Castro all over the place. And that was 30 years ago. I don't know. It must have changed a lot. I hope not too much.
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
So let's hope McDonald's and Burger King don't get there.
Not for a while yet.
Yeah. It'll be a tragedy if it does.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. Remember the only time, because in the 70s I was in Paris for an extended period of time, and almost everybody that I knew that came back from France during that period were having terrible experiences with the French. Mm. And I had just nothing but lovely experiences, and I kept thinking, are we talking about the same country? And the only place that I had anybody be rude to me because I was an American was in the McDonald's on the Champs-Élysées, because one of my friends had a craving for French fries from McDonald's. And that was the one time that I had anything untoward happen to me.
Yeah, well, they were probably American.
You know? No.
No, well, anyway.
Anyway. So.
So.
What else?
One of the things that's been on my mind a lot, besides the idea of change, this is, again, in the same venue. This town has changed so much in the sense that, I don't know if everybody knows, that it's become the wedding mecca. And we have, I think, something like 235 Airbnbs in Hudson, which unfortunately doesn't allow for a lot of people to live here. It's a good thing for people.
235?
Yes. And now we have the new hotel, the Wick, and we have the Barlow, and we have the St. Charles. But they all get booked up during the weddings. And so the regular tourist doesn't have a place to stay. But hopefully the Wick is going to take a lot of that pressure off, and we'll see
more.
And
there's going to be another hotel on Warren Street where...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes, the Maker.
No, well, there's the maker, but there's also the one that, Roy is doing.
Oh, yes, that will have rooms there, too. Yeah. I forget what they're going to call it. Unfortunately,
I don't know that they've announced the name yet, or at least they haven't.
It's the old name of what the building was previous to Savoia.
Okay.
But it's slipped my tongue right now. Are we allowed to be saying all these restaurants and people's names?
I think so. You know, we're just talking about what's going on.
Okay. Okay. Because I don't want to keep.
We can't mention prices, but we can talk about what's going on around town, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, so there's all of these places, and of course there's wedding venues that are, you know, the Basilica, Helsinki, you know, the Hill, and it's just, somebody told me that they're booked out till 2019. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it, you know, hopefully, I mean, the only one side effect that I don't really appreciate is the fact that there are very few apartments available, affordable apartments for people to rent. I have a friend who sold her house and hasn't got anywhere to go. So now it's whether or not she can afford to live in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a lot of people that are moving to Catskill, mm-hmm. Which is very interesting. I think Catskill has finally gotten to the tipping point where things have really changed. And it's, you know, it had a lot of boom and bust in the same way that years ago Hudson did. But I think it's finally on its way to, you know, I consider Hudson, Manhattan, and I consider Catskill, Brooklyn. So the same thing that's happening down there, where all the people are getting pushed out into Brooklyn, and further on, we now have Brooklynites coming here because mm-hmm. they can't afford Brooklyn. So that's a pretty big deal, more than any of us think about, you know, we who own our homes and so forth. But for people who need to work here, they need a place to live, an affordable place to live. So hopefully we'll have some housing that will not be, you know, market value, that'll be
more. And for seniors.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I mean, I have a couple of friends who just are going into the Providence Hall, senior citizens, which is over on, I think, Front Street, yeah. Anyway, they're, no, it's not Front. But anyway, they're turning this old folks home into like some hip place because they're all moving there. it's very funny. But it's a wonderful thing to be able to have an affordable place to live, you know, when you're living on a fixed income.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Providence Hall.
Providence Hall. You can go and put your name in and see how long
it
takes.
I have no idea even where it is.
Yeah. It's not next to Bliss Towers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's quite a nice place, and they have one-bedroom apartments, and, you know, it's based on your income and all sorts of things like that. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm.
All things are. It's just because I've been here for a relatively long period of time, threading my way in and out, but I've only been full-time for about 2.5 years. But I've spent a lot of time up here, and it feels the same, but not.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I mentioned earlier, I have friends that have left, and, you know, it's this, I hate to complain because, of course, my buildings are worth a lot more than I ever dreamed of, and so that's all good. But people leaving, you know, I've had some very close friends just decide to cash in and move on. And so the texture of my life has changed with a lot of these people leaving. I miss them dearly. And I guess it's time to make some new friends.
Well, and you know, I remember, and I think I told this story when you were first here, my first guest, this being WGXC, 90.7 on your dial, Acre Hudson Catskill, the morning show with Matthew Tombers, and I am talking with Alana Helpman. Alana and I were just reminiscing while Phil was giving the news, so I have no idea what's happening in the world, but I do know that I'm going to miss Alana.
Well, I'm going to miss you too, Matthew.
Well, thank you.
The world changes, and change is not my best thing. I don't want to start crying. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, well, you know, it was interesting because I was not sure about it. Then about 3 weeks ago, I woke up one morning, and I sat up, and I thought, wow, a whole new incredible adventure is in front of me.
I give you a lot of credit. I think you're very brave. I don't think I would be so keen on doing what you're doing, but it's great. I mean, you know, you'll be free of the burden of a house, and you have lots of friends that you can stay with around the world, actually. Mm-hmm. So you're very fortunate. I hope you know that.
Well, I do. I am, and I do make note of the fortune, my good fortune. In fact, in the morning, this morning, while I was in the shower, I was saying my gratitudes because I was, you know, there I was, hot water pounding down on me, and that hot water is a privilege.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you just mentioned, I don't know what's going on in the world. It's hard not to know what's going on. It's just, you know, pretty, a lot of awful things out there. So
yeah,
we are fortunate. We are. Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. We have my good friend Medora Heilbrun describes our problems as white wine problems.
Yes, absolutely. Then the wine is what wine is what could bring it on, that, you know, complaining, oh woe is me thing.
Yes. So I am going to actually say adieu to you today,
yes,
but not adieu to you yet.
Okay.
Because I'll still be around for a couple of weeks.
And I will be very glad to see you.
Yes.
You'll never be far away.
I will never be far away. I think I texted a friend of mine who's, you know, going through some things. She's just had a diagnosis of cancer. And I said, you know, I may not be here, but I will be there.
Right. Exactly. So. Anyway, we'll miss you. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
And I'll see you soon.